I first became involved with the Iditarod when I was a child watching ABC Sports down in the basement, and my eyes and my heart and my soul opened up wide watching these dogs and mushers in this faraway place, and it just inspired me with dogs and mushing, and I was able to come to lurking behind the scenes thanks to computers, and then I became involved a little bit deeper and answering questions and being involved with mushers and sponsoring, and I'm just, the Iditarod is the best thing.
Awesome.
I am here today and involved with the Iditarod because it's the 50th. If I was going to come up for the very first time, and possibly, I hope not the only time, this was the year to come in, to volunteer, to be part of it all, to see the mushers I've met before, meet everybody I've talked to online. It's such a big, wonderful family. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences actually was lurking in the background, watching the tracker, being an insider, and it was the year Larry Doherty and the boys got lost. We yelled, we screamed, we didn't know what to do as these three mushers were going the wrong way. And the chat lit up, and being involved in the chat group and the people on there cheering, yelling, screaming, and just getting hopefully the positive vibes out to them. And they turned around, they got back on the trail, and everybody cheered and yelled and screamed, and it was such a wonderful moment. What I know for sure in life is the love of my dogs. They love me unconditionally. I love them unconditionally. Without a dog in my life, I don't know where I'd be.